This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 2084, Five Keys to Decluttering by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick. Welcome to Optimal Living Daily, OLD for short, old for shorter, where I narrate the best blogs I can get permission from covering productivity, minimalism, personal development or self-help, happiness, and more. Now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. Five Keys to Decluttering by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. Okay, so your belongings seemed to multiply over the winter this year. Your pantry is so overstuffed you can't tell how many jars of peanut butter are hiding in there. Your closet is so overflowing with who knows what, it's hard to find anything to wear. And your home office? Let's not even talk about those towering piles of paper you can't bring yourself to look through. There's no better time than spring to indulge the urge to purge, to rid yourself of all the stuff weighing you down, getting in your way, and stealing your energy rather than fueling you when you try to relax at home. The process of decluttering is what I call shedding. By letting go of the tangible clutter in your physical space and schedule, you gain the clarity, energy, and insight to move forward and discover what's next. The shed process involves four steps. S, separate the treasures. What gems are truly worth hanging on to? H, heave the trash. What's weighing you down? E, embrace your identity from within. Who are you without all your stuff? And D, drive yourself forward. Which direction connects to your genuine self? Decluttering helps you to create a calm, welcoming home environment where you can recharge and ready yourself for the challenges outside your door. You will also unearth treasures you forgot you had, which might even save you some money now. Perhaps most of all, lightening up gives you the energy and time to engage in life more fully. Here are five keys to successful decluttering. Number one, find the pockets of clutter. The most common question is, how do I know it's clutter? Consider this Zen parable. A wanderer on a lonely road came across a torrential river that had washed out the bridge. He stops for a few days to build a raft out of branches, which carries him safely across to the other bank. When he gets to the other side, he looks at the solid and heavy raft and thinks, "This is a good raft. If I ever come across another river, it will come in handy." So he put the raft on his back and carried it for the rest of his life. Think about the meaning of this story. How often do we hang on to things that served us well at one point in our lives, but are no longer relevant or useful? Search your home and office for the rafts. Clutter is something that no longer serves you, that depletes your energy, weighs you down, or has become obsolete. Remember, clutter doesn't have to look like a pile of junk. Clutter can be hiding in perfect organization. Number two, get in the mood. You need energy and enthusiasm when you shed. Weekends are a good time. Late nights for most people are not. Open the windows and get some fresh air in the room. Make yourself a refreshing drink. Play music that fuels you. Now, focus. Shedding burns a lot of energy because it requires you to make so many decisions. Number three, know where things are going. Decide in advance who will get your cast-offs, a charity, a shelter for the homeless, your sister. Have a series of boxes or shopping bags for each organization or person to whom you're giving things. For the trash, sort regular trash from recyclables. Find out if your city picks up bulk trash or arrange for a service to haul off your discards. Number four, before you dive in, create treasure guidelines. If you do all your thinking on paper first, decluttering can be incredibly fast and painless. Ask yourself, if all of this were to be gone tomorrow, what would I miss? Write your answers on a sticky note and post them on the wall. Keep referring to it while you sort and shed. Expect the first 30 minutes to be slow going until you find your rhythm. It takes about 3 to 4 hours to tackle most pockets of clutter. And number five, conquer tough decisions. When you come across items you're unsure of and can't decide whether you're ready to part with, ask yourself three questions. Is this the best reminder I have of this thing, person, experience, time in my life, or is it just another reminder? Save only the best and most meaningful reminders. What has more value to me, this object or the space I will have for something new. If you find yourself belaboring decisions and your process slows to a crawl, take a break, get some air. Before you dive back in, ask yourself one more question. How much of my life is worth investing in the salvaging of these items? Remind yourself what you're clearing space for and give yourself a reasonable time limit to power through the rest of the job. You'll be glad you did. The space you clear will generate new energy and help you think more clearly. You just listened to the post titled Five Keys to Decluttering by Julie Morgenstern of juliemorgenstern.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorn. With Thorn, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorn.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. I'm going to keep this one short for the middle of the week Wednesday episode. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here for the Thursday show tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.